Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
All right, so we're trying this again. Hopefully we'll be able to hear our elder this time around as we speak about instilling biblical values into our children. My elder, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Do you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Perfect. Thank you so much. Welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Yes, ma'am. Good. Good morning, and good to the viewers. And how are you?
I'm doing very well, my elder. How has your week been?
Yes. Man, the week was tough.
Yeah. Well,
at least but by the grace of God, yes. I've managed to make.
Yes. We thank God for bringing us through.
Yes. Yes.
Let's start with prayer.
Okay. Give us strength, give us power, so that whatever we talk about does not come from our minds, but comes from you. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Now, we're talking about instilling these Christian values, biblical values into our young people, and we want it to be meaningful and practical. So what are some practical ways that parents can introduce biblical teachings into everyday life?
I think I didn't hear clearly because we are up.
Sure, our network is not on our
side. You hear me?
Our network,
is not on our side.
Yeah.
And then with the problem, network is always a problem. But let's go if we can.
Okay.
What was your question?
Let's try. What are some practical ways that parents can introduce biblical teachings into daily life?
Let's say Masiti Tasekaya when Abomi. As much as the world is changing, and Leo Indo, we are not going to help it. Because the world is changing almost every day.
Yeah.
We always come up that always shocking us.
Yeah.
But since we have kids, since the topic is about our kids, since we have our kids in our midst, what I think that is important, there's a verse in the Bible that says, teach up a child in a good manner. So that even when he grew up, even if he went away, we were slaver away from the values of God.
Yeah.
But in his or her mind, that mfundiso, that teaching that whether you parent instilled in that mind, that child, it will never depart.
Amen.
It will never. I don't care even if he is in the in a foreign land, as far as 100 miles away from home, as much as you instilled it. I think that's a practical number one, practical thing that we can share at the moment. Teach the child a good values, more especially that based on biblical values. I think the cultural values, the family values, let's stick to God first. It was everything. Remember, it's God first and the rest follows up.
Beautiful. I love that. God first and everything else. Everything else is
God first and everything to follow. Even as parents, as much as parents, we are secondary. This is why it's important. Before anything, ask a great wisdom from God. God, how can I manage my kids? How can I take care of my kids? If I take care of my kids alone, I won't make it. Yeah. But if you help me, then I'll make it. So the first thing that I think, let's apply that verse in our mind. Teach up a child, because there is no parent what the good values.
Yeah.
Because the world is changing and we're not going to help that.
I like that. I think sometimes our worry is that we want our children to be prepared for the world, for this world, which, like you're saying,
yes, yes.
And instead of preparing for the world, yes, which is changing, you're saying prepare them by just,
yes,
making sure that they know God first and foremost. Everything else is secondary.
We're confused. We are confused even as well. Mm-hmm. Because things that are taking place today, there are things as shocker even as, because the time we grew up, we're not there.
Yeah.
But now, when the world is changing like this, it question in our mind: how am I going to raise my kids in a situation? Because at the end of the day, I also don't understand. So, and remember in our mind, these kids are not going to be in the house for the whole day. Yes. They have to go out,
yes,
and face the world, and face the changing of people, the changing the characters of abantu. At the same time, you know, what if I downloaded in my child's mind so that it can help him or her?
Yeah, yeah. And then,
are you going in the scene that there's not? Yes, yes, okay.
So how can parents help their children to discern then between worldly influences and biblical truth? It used to be very clear and obvious that this is a worldly influence. This is good. This is evil. But like you're saying, as the world changes, the lines are now getting blurred. It's not always so clear. How do we help our children to be able to tell the difference?
You come up with a word that say, how can we help them to decide? We can't help them to decide.
Mm-hmm.
I think my be expanded what I'm saying.
Yes, please.
The decision, remember, it depends on each person. Me as a parent, what am I supposed to do? Let me guide that kid so that whatever decision that he's going to take, attach a decision that is going to affect him or so, like it did tomorrow like a baby. You see? I must guide. I must guide.
Guide, yes.
I must guide principles. The principles that are not going to make her or him the decision that I took. I angazuz sola, angazuz feel sorry about it tomorrow. Mm. Because I'm a great decider. It's not my father who's going to decide for me. It's not my mother, it's not my sister, it's me who's going to decide.
Yep.
It's me who's going to decide. Because in reality is the world now is in front of me. Everything are in front of me. As soon as again, our kids going to universities. Our kids going to technical schools, going to secondary schools, going everywhere. Things are happening there.
Mm-hmm.
Things that are going to cause umntana wam into kubangaba it decision as a charter immense impact kumhlaba ozawumenza ba makathanda uze like it decision that will cause ngoba can I take this, can I not do this, can I do this? But that is where ke ngoku the parents principles, the parents' values come in.
Yes.
Because no, remember the parent is not there.
Yes.
The sister is not there. She is alone. He is alone. So now, uzofunda, he came here to study. Now, what is either literature going to take, is going to affect me in my life, or it's going to affect me. You know, with that exam. So the decision that he took, my decision, as our based on what as a parent I thought my child before he left my house. Because I'm not going to take a decision for him.
Yeah. So would you say that the decisions that children make in the absence of their parents are a reflection of what the parents have instilled in them?
I'm afraid to say so. Because someone can ask me a question about these kids are doing wrong things now today. So it means that is the influence of the parents.
Okay.
No. No. No, I don't fully say so.
Okay.
All I'm fully saying is any parent, there is no parent who is willing to teach his or her son or daughter a bad thing.
Mm.
I mean, that parent's got a problem.
Yeah.
I think he's got a problem, that parent. I think we need to teach that topic first.
Yeah.
Because umntana mayephuma emzini, when a child goes out of the house, you remember that there's a Xhosa that saying, mntanam, where you are going, please put your family name high.
Mm.
Put your family values on high.
Yeah.
So if that parent also offers umntana a very bad thing, at the end of the day, London layer to think it's going to affect the child.
Yeah.
So I'm not fully saying no, even the decision that they take, there's a wrong or no, it's because of parents. Because there is no parent that can teach a child the wrong thing unless that parent has got a problem.
Right, right.
This is, what can I say? The pressure, man. It's a peer pressure that is on top of our kids.
Yeah.
That's why others, they took wrong decision, even if they were taught at homes.
Got it. That makes sense. All right, so now, when it comes to raising our children, what challenges do you think parents are facing when they're trying to raise their children with a biblical worldview, and how can they overcome them? What makes it challenging? What makes it more difficult?
Like how?
What are some of the challenges?
How can I answer that? How can I answer this question of yours? Because the challenges are there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's not going to remove from that thing that I said at the beginning that says, number one, we need to teach them self-discipline.
Self-discipline?
Teach your child self-discipline. If he is disciplined to himself or herself,
mm-hmm.
then even a decision that he can take, the decision level is gonna revolve and build a future.
Okay.
Self-discipline. Number two, funisa umntana wakho the principles, biblical principles. The biblical principles there is one doba ngaba ingqalo yobulumko ukoyika uYehova. The beginning of wisdom is to fear God.
Yes.
And we don't need to be afraid of that. We need to instill that in our kids because they are going to face the Shabbat, and then the challenges are gonna be there. So as a parent, that's only the things and thing that I thought of. Let us teach our child, because we are not going to run away. Each challenge is on our day, and they are not going to shake them. They are shaking us even as parents.
Yes.
We are tested, because we are living in a world that the devil is in. Mm-hmm. Remember, the devil is still here. Remember, the angels that devil that came down with are still here. And are them who give us the banga, but the decision is wrong. Impembelelo, yaso. You are gone?
Yeah.
So again, as a parent, before my child goes out, the challenge I need to do, one, to teach my child self-discipline, be disciplined where you are, stick with principles, stick with values. Because tomorrow, you remember, you are building your character. You are building your character. The character that you are going to even to teach your child, sending a command.
Yes.
I don't know whether I answered you.
Well, I think that's a good answer. But when we're speaking about the challenges, I'm thinking maybe something like maybe we have a problem communicating with the different generations because we
communication
from a different time. Maybe even the time that we spend together might be a challenge because
at
school and that can make it difficult for us to have the time to instill.
Yeah. I like the one that you came up with, the communication.
Mm.
Because the way we communicate now today is different.
Yeah.
I like the way they remember, like for instance, you have kids, umntana.
Yes.
The way abazali bakho were communicated kuwengayo, it's difficult for you to communicate with them now.
100%.
You see?
Yeah.
So that's the first time. 100%. So now we need to find ways. We need to find ways to bangaba. How are we going to communicate with our kids? And the first thing, the major thing, sit down with them.
Mm.
Talk with them. Remember, our parents were not talking to us.
Mm.
In the evening,
yes.
And then the challenge to today, I'm not going to be challenged. In the evening, by the phone, with social media.
Hey.
And social media brings a lot of things. At the age of 9 or 8 years, says a lot that I didn't know up until I was 22 years. You see? He knows things I didn't know. And this is 22 or 23 or 30 years, but at the age of 9 years, umntana selectionini exposed buzo. The challenge is so the best thing is to sit down and communicate. And don't be afraid to talk. Mzali, parent, talk. The problem, we don't want to talk. As we don't have to say things like say things. If one is one, one is one. Don't say one is like one, one is one. Spade is a spade. It's not that thing that you okanga yomthing you mean kabat. A spade is a spade. That's a problem. That's a problem. We don't want to communicate because yoyika. Because at the same time, namadona and ilunge lo kendi hamba nandoni the responsibility.
Yes.
So communicate. Sit down and communicate.
Beautiful. And so when we talk about communication, then some people will look at, and I think even when we look at a long time ago, storytelling, the power of storytelling and real life examples, how do those make faith?
The power of stories.
Those things make faith to become more relatable, especially to young people.
Remember our parents, they used to tell us fairy tale stories.
Yes.
There was a J. Cole. There was Mvundla, Nokyakalashe. And when you see those things, like once again, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
To abafundi bakhe to understand in all that Christ was teaching, he always used the parable. Because there is something they need to learn from that parable. So to read stories, it's good. To study these Bible stories of Joseph. You remember the story of Joseph, how he grew up? His brothers hated him because he was a dreamer. You remember the stories of if you can go biblically. So tell those stories. Allow them to start those stories. Allow them to read those stories because they are building their minds. Because a story builds their mind. A story builds their character. A story builds me. A story builds you. Because one day you will think about Ghanaian, there was a story I learned my mother teach me about it. So that story now is a time to apply it in my life. So it's good to read stories. It's good to read the Bible. And gay Bible, those are not Bible. Those are things that too that took place.
Yes.
And and when you study them, they are shaping us. I said to another church last week, don't just read the Bible as if, no, I'm just reading a book. No, you read the things that took place.
Yes.
And those stories are here to build you, are here to shape you. So it's good to sit down and communicate with them with stories, read Bible studies, Bible stories, read book stories, so that tomorrow when I am not there, because remember tomorrow when we are not going to be there.
Yes.
So you need to do it. This is yedwa. You see, it's a challenge.
Yeah.
Because we are building abantwana that we're not going to be there tomorrow.
Yes.
My parents are not there, are not here today. My parents died long ago, but the abakonama case, when I reflect to what they thought, they taught me,
yes,
those things are today are the one who shaped me to be the man I am. And the most of them, there's always one thing I always like. Umama wandifundisa into kubangaba, even if ubomi bu difficult. Ndana wam, the most powerful weapon is prayer. Pray. Need to pray.
Yeah.
Because umthandazo uyakunceda wena wenjani wena wedwa. So wedwa with no body, with no wife, with no husband, kneel down or stand wherever you are and pray. God will help you.
Love that.
The world is changing.
Yes.
The world is changing.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Now, going beyond just the role of the parents, then what would you say is the role of the local church in reinforcing that biblical foundation?
Come again.
What would you say is the role of the local church in reinforcing a child's biblical foundation?
The role of our local churches,
Yeah.
We have, for example, Gwala, Walanga, we have e-classes zabantwana. We have e-classes. Mm-hmm. Classes zabantwana.
Yeah.
Abantwana with teachers where they come and teach our kids. And teach like the values again. And they say they remember kukwizinto singabazali esiziphosayo sometimes uzithethe emakhaya. But when they come to the church at least they got those things. Utishala omenga pambili afundisa abantwana bethu. Because ibandla is there to groom them. Ibandla at the same time is there to teach them how to face izinto ezinzima zobomi as what I did at home as umzali. So the church is helping. Okay, ibandla manilibeke as a second helper of a parent.
Right.
It's a second helper to the parent. Whatever I missed at home, at least the church can teach that child.
Yeah.
And the church, the only thing that the church is doing is to instill in his mind, even if ubomi bubuhlungu, ubomi difficult, but keep in your mind that the saying in the Adventist church that saying, even if things are tough, but keep a song in your heart.
Amen.
You need to keep a song in your heart, because even that song in your heart is play a vital role in any challenges that you are going to face alone. Keep a song in your heart. Keep a Bible, a model. We have these mottos. You remember the Pathfinders, but Pathfinders, what is your motto?
Yes.
They stand there. You have to stand there. You see, adventurers, what is the pledge?
Yeah.
You see those things. You see, at home, but we don't teach those things, but the church teach those things.
Yeah.
So at least that's why I say the church is the second hand helper to the parent, so that whatever I missed as a parent, at least at the church, he got something.
Beautiful.
Because at the end of the day, the world is changed, and we are not going to help it. I don't care. Nobody's in a funda. The world is beyond us and is becoming more powerful to us. One thing that is going to keep us is to stick with Bible values,
Amen.
Is to stick with home principles, is to stick to what the parents taught us, so that tomorrow I can be able to stand alone in the absence of them.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Elder Pat Nyabeta, thank you so much for your time this morning. My elder, have a wonderful Sabbath ahead.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. Same to you. Have a great weekend. Enjoy every. I know it's a busiest weekend, the Passover weekend. Even now, as I speak to you, I'm invited to a church that I am not Adventist. I'm here to sit and listen. But they say they're going to give me a word that I can talk about. The word that says it's finished. So now I'm preparing to go there now.
Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
Yes. Thank you so much, Bo. You might have a good day.
Thank you so much. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.